What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For more details, go to the website sunshinefm.ws.
Her classical training fused with rock, pop and Latin sounds make Anna Laura one of the most unique performers in gospel music today. Her music has been described as the merging of classical, traditional, orchestral-laced pop with flashes of potent rock. She's in Perth for a number of concerts and she joins me in the studio now. Welcome to 98.5 Sunshine FM.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Great to have you here. What's it like to travel halfway around the world and find people that know your music?
It's a tremendous blessing. It's just really cool that music transcends everything and that, you know, you can speak to anybody with music. That's just the coolest thing. The only thing that's weird is that because we flew and it's such a time difference, I totally lost my voice this week.
Oh,
so
no.
I'm just trying to get it back. That's the only downside to, you know, coming across the world.
Did you realize it was so far away from home?
We did, but I guess I never thought that, you know, the time difference would affect me. I always try to be, like, super macho and just like, yeah, whatever, you know, I can take it. But no, I can't. And so it's been constantly praying and, like, Jesus, please restore my voice and taking all the medicines that I could possibly have. But it's been really hilarious.
Now, you spent some time in Sydney already.
Yes.
Perth is your second stop in your Australian tour. Where to from here?
Well, we're going to be in Perth for the next couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, I'm really not sure where we're going. I kind of just go where they tell me to go, but I think we're going to Coffs Harbour and some really cool places like that.
And you're enjoying Perth?
I love it. I've you know, this whole week we've been working with the band, you know, to make sure that all the concerts have, you know, that really unique feel, and I'm just so excited. The band is just so awesome and I can't wait for everybody to see them. It's great.
Now, you're very particular about your music. You like it to be just right, so
yes.
You must be impressed that you've got a good band backing you this time around.
Yes, absolutely. I have a band back at home, but since they couldn't come, you know, friends of ours actually helped set up a band here, and I mean, I just could not be happier. They're just so great, yeah.
Your music really does have a lot of aspects to it, and I mean, we went through just some of those things, orchestral-laced pop, they call it. So there's all these different, I guess, influences. What was it that really influenced you to get involved in music? What sort of a training did you have?
Well, I've been in music lessons all of my life. My parents kind of wanted to kick me out of the house soon. So from early on, you know, I was in voice and in piano classes, guitar, you name it, and I took it. And music was just something that I loved and that I loved doing. And when I turned 18, I joined a competition, which was a musical talent search. And the grand prize was a record deal. And, you know, we were shocked when they announced my name to get the record deal. I mean, my dad, the entire way up, he was just preparing us, kind of like, you know what, we're just going to go and have some fun, you know, this isn't, don't even expect anything, blah, 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 blah. But then it just happened, and it was such a tremendous blessing, and I've been singing ever since, and I love it.
Of course, you're a big fan of musical contests. I know you're a big fan of of American Idol. You've been keeping in touch with that?
Yes, I have. Actually, it's going on right now, the second. But since I can't see it, you know, I go online and I check it out. But yeah, that's the only thing I really, really miss. You know, the voting for, you know, your favorite singer. But yeah, it's fine.
It would work out a bit expensive if you kept voting here from Perth.
Yes, I've decided that that's just not going to happen. I'm okay. You know, I'll vote for them in my heart.
So did you come from a musical family? I mean, you're saying that your parents got you involved in all sorts of music lessons, singing and piano and all the rest, but was your family musical?
My dad plays guitar and a little bit of piano and he sings. My mom is kind of tone deaf, but which is great, but I think she pretends. I think she can sing better than she lets on. But yeah, I mean, we've always been singing, you know, whenever anybody comes to the house, they're like, you know what, we just need to leave because it's just a big musical at your house. You know, somebody says something and all of a sudden everybody breaks into song. It's really funny.
So you're surrounded by music the whole time?
Yeah, pretty much, yes.
What do you hope to achieve with your music? I know that you're trying to reach out. There's a message in your music. What are you trying to achieve?
Well, I've always, ever since, you know, I was a little girl, and the music that inspired me was just hopeful music. You know, I just want to bring hope to those who don't have it. You know, make sure that whoever is feeling down about themselves or anything knows that they are beautiful and that they can have that security. You know, we mess up so much as human beings. We, you know, we're so fallible, but when Jesus inhabits us, when Jesus fills us. You know, we are made these beautiful creatures, and none of the other things matter except that we are beautiful in Him.
What's it like listening to your music on the radio? Is it a bit of a buzz when you hear your music? Maybe if you're driving around somewhere or in a studio like this?
It's really cool. It never ceases to be awesome. it's just really different. You know, you're always used to listening to your favorite bands and stuff, and then all of a sudden you hear your voice and you're like, what? Wait, that's me.
Speaking of favorite bands, who are some of your favorite musical influences?
I really like Kelly Clarkson. Is really, I think, one of my favorite singers. I love music like Coldplay and Sia, just really eclectic kind of taste.
Well, you have a very eclectic, very eclectic music within your performances, so I guess your taste would cover a very wide range.
Yeah, absolutely. Right now, the thing that I'm listening to the most is Phil Wickham. I don't know if you've heard of him, but he's like a Christian singer, and he's so cool, and it's just so inspiring, but his voice is just so, like, you could just sit there forever, and it's just, that's the kind of music I like, just hopeful, inspirational music.
When you're listening to other music like that, do you listen and you think, ah, I like the way they've done that, and try and incorporate it yourself, or do you listen to it just to enjoy it and do something different with your own music?
It depends. You know, whenever it's something completely far out that I just, you know, I just love, and I'm just going to say, you know what, I'm just going to enjoy this. But if it's something that, you know, sounds like something I would love to sing, then I definitely am like, you know, I'll bring the tape to my producer and be like, okay, this, you know, let's try to make something like this, you know. But I just love all different types of music. It's an unhealthy kind of relationship that I have with music.
Of course, you can get in the studio and record something and have your producers put something together, and you must be very pleased when you get that finished product, and it's, I guess, a world away from performing live. What are the differences between the two for you? What do you enjoy the most, or is it hard to actually pick one?
I love recording, and that's so much fun because you get to, you know, just do the same thing over and over and try to perfect it. But for me, definitely singing live is my favorite. You know, whenever you have everybody jumping up and down, and you can feel the, you know, that breeze, you know, that spiritual awareness, you know, I feel that that's my favorite. You know, whenever when you can feel what they're feeling, and when you can see in their eyes how the music is touching them, and how music is healing, you know. Because for me, you know, I've been to church all of my life, and sometimes, you know, listening to the words just doesn't cut it out. You know, you listen to it all your life, and you kind of become numb to it. But there's something about listening to a song of worship that just, you know, covers you completely and fills you up and just brings you to a different place.
And when you are performing live, you're mentioning how your music can actually touch people in the audience. I guess you've had experiences of doing a live concert and people coming up to you later and telling you just what your music has meant to them.
Absolutely, yes. And I think that's my favorite part of singing, you know, after I'm done singing. And when I'm out there in the table signing and somebody just comes up to you and says, you know what, that really touched me, that really ministered to me, it makes you want to do it, keep doing it. And that's, I guess, your fuel, you know, when someone actually is blessed by it. Because that's why we do what we do, you know. That's why we sing, that's why we minister, that's why, you know, we preach, you know, so that people will come closer to Christ.
So you have that opportunity to go into so many different places, and you must have such a mix of people that listen to your music. Who really is the main audience that you're trying to reach? Is it people just like yourself? Is it young women like yourself, or is it a wider range of people?
I think my music, since it's very different, it could be a wide range, but whenever I go into concert, you know, my main focus is the young adults, you know, young people, you know, people between 13 through, you know, 30 or whatever, you know, so that, because it's more, you know, inspiring to them, you know, I just want to make sure that I reach them, that whenever I'm looking at the audience, that I see, you know, that 13-year-old girl that maybe she's, you know, going through some difficulty in her life, you know, to let her know, you know what, you're beautiful, don't worry about that, you know, lay your problems down in Jesus' hands and it'll all go away. Because, you know, I've been there. I was the 13-year-old girl that, you know, had self-image issues and that went to school feeling down about myself, and now there's power in the blood. I can truly say that there's power in Christ, and that you feel confident and empowered because, you know, He's by your side.
You're doing a number of concerts over, especially over the next few days. Yes. It must be a great honour to be able to do that over an Easter weekend when it's such a special time in the life of the church.
If I hadn't completely lost my voice, I'd be more excited. At this point, I'm like super nervous. But yeah, definitely, you know, it's this revival that's going on in the world, you know, just coming closer to Jesus. And this is like the perfect moment for it.
Well, it's been great talking to you. As I mentioned, a couple of concerts coming up across the weekend, and people can find out more details by going to our website, sunshinefm.ws. If you go there, you'll see on the front page, you'll see Anna's smiling face, a photo taken back when she still had her voice. So you can go there and have a look and follow the details, and you'll be able to find out where Anna is performing. But it has been fantastic talking to you this morning. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thank you.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, via the website sunshinefm.ws. All material is subject to copyright.